This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath here, Ingles dietitian. And once again, we get to talk to you about a new local product that you can find in Ingles stores. I'm always excited to learn about local products and give them a little bit of attention. We have big stores, and sometimes folks don't realize all the different local products we have. So that's the purpose of today's show. And joining us by phone, I have Lynn Johnson. Am I getting that right, Lynn?
Yeah, Lynn Johnson Carlson.
Lynn Johnson Carlson. Okay, I forgot one name. Lynn Johnson Carlson.
All right.
And she's got her brand, her product is called Mimi's Mountain Mixes. Lynn, let's get started and find out, first of all, who are you from this area or new to this area, or tell us about you?
Yeah, I am actually probably considered pretty new to the area. It's been 3 years next month that I've been in the Asheville area. I'm originally from Ohio. I'm a Buckeye.
Okay.
And lived for about 3.5 years in Florida, where I worked and decided, my, that's hot. And so I decided to come back up north. I've actually stalked my children and grandchildren to this area.
Ah, okay. Now, your product is mixes, and we're going to talk a little bit about what makes them kind of unique and different, but have you always been involved in baking, or where did this sort of transpire? How did did you come up with the idea to have these mixes?
Well, back when the recession hit, I had been in real estate financing. I was a mortgage banker with some major banks, and of course had, over the past 25 years, have been doing that and saw a lot of ups and downs. But that down was pretty big.
Sure.
Yeah, and I just decided I really didn't want to weather any more of those storms, and was sort of at a place in my life where I could pick and choose what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And there's a saying that if you find a job that you truly love and have a passion for, you'll never work another day in your life.
That's right.
Yeah, and I loved baking and cooking from the time I was a little girl. My grandmother was wonderful to let me get in the kitchen and just be right in there with her. And I kind of just came up with this idea that I really wanted to blend up a number of things, Leah. My goal was always to have my own company, but it had to be a full circle in that it had to be a win-win for everybody involved. So I came up with a traditional beer bread mix, which has been around for quite a while, but I decided to take that and modify it. And that's where the mixes came up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we have a variety of breads, but then we've also taken that same ease of use, and we're into cookies and a cupcake.
Okay.
And just a variety of items. And we're always adding new ones. We have some new ones that will be coming out soon.
Okay. Well, I noticed, is Mimi from your grandmother? Is that where that name comes from? Or is that your nickname?
Yeah, that's a name my oldest granddaughter gave me.
I get it.
And she couldn't say grandma, she couldn't say Grammy, but she could say Mimi, and it stuck. And
okay.
So now all the rest of them call me that too, and I love it.
And I notice on if you go to your website, and folks, if you're looking to find out more about Mimi's Mountain Mixes, go to mimismountainmixes.com. And if you look at who's Mimi, you are being very modest, Lynn, because you are also you're working on a book, or you've already released a book?
It's in progress. It's been something that I've just kind of when the spirit moves me, I sit down and peck away. But yes, and it's called Outrageous Optimism. And during the 2008 downturn, I was actually accused of being an eternal optimist in a negative way.
Oh, no.
And I said, you know what? I personally hope they put that on my tombstone.
That's great.
And so I think there's a lot of folks like me out there that, hey, don't quit dreaming. I'm at almost 60 years old. I'm living my dream. And
that's
I couldn't
wonderful.
Be happier, Leah.
That's wonderful. So we're going to talk about your mixes because these mixes are in a number of our stores. I think you were saying about 15 of our Ingles stores. Is that right?
Yes, it's been wonderful. And because of our association with Ingles, it's allowed me to add more ladies to our staff, which is another little bit of the story. We actually work with ladies who are overcoming life challenges.
Okay.
And they have been a fantastic addition to Mimi's Mountain Mixes. And they have, what happens is the purchase of every sale, portion of every sale, goes back to women and children's shelters.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so these ladies are also a part of the Big Circle for the Women for Everybody. And because of Ingles, we've been able to bring on more ladies. It's just been wonderful.
That's wonderful. Now, where are you based? Is your plant, your factory in Hendersonville, or?
Yes, it's in Hendersonville, and that's where we assemble all of the mixes,
okay.
And then everything is delivered out of that.
Okay, great. So, how many employees do you have now, Lynn?
We currently have 2 full-time. We're adding 2 other part-time.
That's great.
Within the next probably 2 weeks, it looks like.
That's exciting. So, folks, again, you want to find if you want to find out more about Lynn Johnson Carlson and Mimi's Mountain Mixes, go to mimismountainmixes.com. And you can also find her on Facebook, Mimi's Mountain Mixes on Facebook as well. And if you go to the website, you can see there's a tab that says Local Purveyors, and you can see a list of where you can find her mixes, and including all the Ingles locations there throughout Western North Carolina. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. I have joining me by phone Lynn Johnson Carlson. She's the owner of Mimi. She and her husband Gene are the owners of Mimi's Mountain Mixes. Did I get that right, Lynn? Or is it you and your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mimi's Mountain Mixes are, well, I'm going to let Lynn explain a little bit more about what they are, but you can find them in a number of Ingles stores, in about 15 Ingles stores in Western North Carolina. So Lynn, tell everybody what Mimi's Mountain Mixes are.
Sure. They are a beer baking mix.
Okay.
And basically all they require is a can of beer and sometimes less than a can depending on the one that you choose to make. Super, super easy. And that was one of the biggest reasons that we wanted to get these out to folks. I've got a lot of people who will come up to me and say, I just can't bake. And I say, you can with Mimi's. If you can open a can of beer or even a carbonated beverage and pour it in and stir it, you can bake. Because 35 minutes later, you'll have hot, fresh bread and your home
good.
Will smell amazing.
So essentially, they're kind of like a quick bread. So that's fast. Do you have to knead them or let them raise or anything like that?
No, on these you don't. We'll soon be coming out with a soft beer pretzel.
Oh.
And on that one, you'll need to knead it a little bit and let it raise. But we even put on the instructions a real easy way to do those. So it's super, super quick, not big and involved for folks. But yeah, they do remind you somewhat of a quick bread.
Okay.
They raise up really nice and high. And again, the big thing is just easy.
Now, so which of the mixes can folks find at an Ingles in those 15 Ingles stores?
Sure. The ones that actually the best sellers at the Ingles right now is the corn beer bread and the cinnamon spice beer coffee cake.
That sounds good.
Those are the two big sellers. But right behind them is the red pepper chili. It's got a little heat to it. And is a real kind of fun addition, especially with the weather changing a bit right now.
Sure.
Now, the Italian herb is a great savory bread full of oregano and hints of garlic and onion. It's delish. They also have, the Ingles also carry the Old Tavern Original. It's just an old-fashioned white bread that probably your grandma might have made.
Okay.
Real hearty, and also the mountain or the beer fudge cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are a stovetop cookie. Again, really super easy. That's the only one that requires just a couple tablespoons of butter in addition to your beer. Everything else is just beer.
So we're gonna look at some of these a little bit more closely. I'm looking at the cinnamon spice coffee cake, and it says try with your favorite hard cider. That's a great idea. And I know in Western North Carolina we have a booming hard cider business. I don't know, world out here where they've got a lot of local hard ciders. So I know a lot of times we're sampling Naked Apple hard cider out of, I think they're out of Flat Rock, but there's, I think, at least three or four other companies that I've run across that do hard ciders. And I know there's a cider festival coming up in at the Ag Center. So that sounds delicious to add the hard cider.
It's really yummy. One of my customers told me about it, and I tried it. And just for my own use at home, it's the only way I make it anymore.
Okay. And then I'm looking at the corn beer bread. So what kind of beer, what would be the best beer for that to add to that one?
For most of them, I suggest a lighter beer, not one that's especially hoppy. So kind of a lager is good. If you want just a little stronger, perhaps an IPA.
Okay.
But, yeah, they work easy. Highland Gaelic is good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm, delicious.
Now, are you a big beer drinker, or do you just have it in the bread? No, just had to ask that.
Kind of a loaded question.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, from living here in Asheville, I've become more of a beer connoisseur.
Yeah. This is an amazing area if people are into craft or artisan beers. We have so many wonderful local breweries and more coming all the time. So,
true.
Yeah, you could let you. But we were saying before we got on the air that you could add any kind of beer, but it's sort of nice to. What a great gift wouldn't that be for somebody if you said, here's a gift for a housewarming gift or something, and you presented them with some local beers and some of your beer mixes. That would be great, right?
It is. It's great. Also, we've got a lot of local honey around here, and that is awesome with the Old Tavern, the cornbread, or the cinnamon. It's a great local product that can be paired with some other wonderful local products, too.
Now, as far as the ingredients for your mixes are, we're not really a big well-known for growing wheats and different grains and things like that. Are you able to source any of your ingredients for your mixes locally, or is that not possible right now? Or
we've been trying, and I'm actually trying to find a supplier of the cornmeal, the yellow cornmeal. As of this point, no, we have not, because, we're not a big wheat-producing area.
No, exactly. That makes perfect sense to me. Okay, we are almost at the end of the segment, but I want to make sure we mention again, if you go to mimismountainmixes.com, you can find out more about these mixes. And I think that's a brilliant idea, Lynn, is just to have these mixes that all you have to do is add beer to it, and then, or like you said, it could be just a can of beer or maybe even less. And I guess what's happening there chemically is that the carbonation in the beer kind of acts as sort of an accelerator and gives the beer that air that it needs, the lift that it needs, right?
It does. It acts with leavening in the mix, and it just makes it really yummy. It's still a nice, hearty bread.
Sure.
But really adds some yumminess. I've actually used with the grandkids some of the cinnamon spice coffee cake. We used a cola with that, and it was great.
Yeah.
But
well,
there are folks that would rather not use beer, and you can. It still works nicely.
Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. We're going to continue talking to Mimi's Mountain Mix's owner, Lynn Johnson Carlson.
If you have a question for the Ingles Information Aisle about health or nutrition or a topic you'd like us to cover, send me an email by going to the ingles-markets.com website.
Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Lynn Johnson Carlson. She's the owner. She and her husband, Gene, are the owners of Mimi's Mountain Mixes. You can find them online as mimismountainmixes.com. These are really easy to make mixes that, for most of them, all you need to do is add some beer, and you can add whatever beer that you particularly like. As Lynn was saying, it might not be best to add that really hearty dark beer, but maybe a lighter beer. It can be a local craft beer or not. Or in some cases, if you don't want to add a beer, a soda will do the same kind of effect for the beer. So Lynn, we were talking when we were on break there about how you connected with Ingles. So tell everybody how that kind of happened.
Actually, it was a very nice, seamless interaction. They were great. I had sent some samples to the Ingles corporate headquarters and with a little explanation of our company. And then they were so quick to follow up. It really surprised me, much quicker than a lot of smaller companies. And they had some suggestions on my packaging, which was basically at the UPC code, how it had to be listed for them, very minor modifications. And so I resent the modified packaging to them, and they were willing to give me a shot in three of the local Hendersonville stores. That was out in Flat Rock, the one on Asheville Highway, and then also the one on 64 Howard Gap Road Ingles. So they did very well out there, and we were added to, I believe it was 12 more Ingles stores. So we are at the large Ingles stores within a 20-mile radius of Hendersonville right now.
That's great. Well, I can go. We'll talk about the list of stores where you are right now. If you go to Lynn's website, mimismountainmixes.com, okay, you're in our Arden store on Long Shoals Road. And then in Asheville, you can find Mimi's Mountain Mixes at our Hendersonville Road store. That's the one that's technically, they call it Skyland. You're also in the Hendersonville Road store closer to Biltmore Forest, the Tunnel Road store in Oteen, the Tunnel Road store near the tunnel in downtown Asheville, our New Leicester Highway store, which is out. If you go out New Leicester Highway towards Sandy Mush area, we call it, and our Merriman Avenue store, let's see, in Brevard, you're in our Brevard Ingles, in the Flat Rock Ingles, in the Fletcher Ingles, Hendersonville, as you were saying, Lynn, in the Asheville Highway store, the Howard Gap store, you're in Lake Lure too. Oh, that's exciting. And the Mills, the Mills River store. And our Swannanoa stores. That's great. That is awesome. And I know a lot of times there may not be a consistent place for the products. We tend to, you know, we let the stores kind of figure out where the best place for them is. Is it mostly going to be towards the front of the store, or does it depend on the store?
It kind of depends on the store. But, yeah, so far I'd say the majority of them have us towards the front. Some have us with the other local merchants,
right,
or local vendors.
Right.
But since Ingles has been so great about carrying six of our products, we kind of take up a little bit of shelf space.
Yeah.
And so occasionally they'll have us, as you walk in, on an end close to the frozen food section.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, kind of up against one of the frozen food coolers.
And can you give everybody an idea, like roughly, of the cost of the mixes?
Yeah, Ingles actually has done them at a wonderful price point. They're, I believe, a little between $4 and $5. I think they're maybe right around $4.50-ish.
Okay.
And that's a great price point for them.
And when you make this loaf, for the breads, for example, how big of a loaf, or how many people would it serve, or how many slices could you get out of it? What would you say?
Yeah, it actually makes a nice size loaf. I usually suggest folks put it in like an 8x4, I think it's an 8x4x4 pan. And if you slice it right down the middle and then slice each side, there's a good hearty 12 pieces to it. So that's a good size loaf.
Okay.
It ends up weighing, the mix itself, the bag, is about a pound mix. And by the time you add the beer and bake it, you've got about a 2-pound loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that is going to be hearty. Now, you do come out to some of our stores and do sampling, so people have an opportunity to sample your products. When you come out to the stores, what kinds of things could people expect to sample at one of the Ingles stores?
Mm-hmm. We usually bring at least 2 different breads that they can sample, so they can see the wide variety. Normally it's one of the coffee cake. The cinnamon spice coffee cake has just been fabulous.
Right.
And then we usually bring one of the others, so they kind of have a savory and the sweet one to try. Lately, we've been taking out the Italian herb and the cornbread along with the cinnamon. It's been big hits.
Okay, that's great. We want to also mention that, you know, what you're trying to do now is to let people know when you're out at different stores by putting up the announcements on your Facebook page. So if people are saying, well, you know, look, I live in Hendersonville, I would love to try her products. You know, a lot of times people like to try things before they commit to buying them. Your Facebook page is at Mimi's Mountain Mixes as well?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And then go on that. Go on the website, either one. Being that I'm a little bit older than probably a lot of the new local vendors, I'm getting a little more tech savvy, so hopefully you'll be seeing us more, and we'll be keeping that up to date a little bit better.
Great. Well, we want to wrap it up by just reminding people that it sounds, Lynn, I think it's very admirable what you're doing, trying to help out some women in the community and donating a portion of the proceeds of Mimi's Mountain Mixes to women and children's shelters in the area, and also giving these folks an opportunity to work and earn money work and supporting the local economy that way. I think that's just wonderful. And we're happy to have you at Ingles, and really looking forward to having you at one of our Taste of Local events. Folks, make sure you watch our Ingles Markets Facebook page and also Lynn's Facebook page, Mimi's Mountain Mixes, for announcements about when you can find her at an Ingles store. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.